The history of the state of Texas is expansive and colorful, for its boundaries have fluctuated, and over the years it has flown 6 different flags. Its background is steeped in tales of famous battles and wars, including the War with Mexico, the Civil War, and many Indian battles, including those of the Red River War. But until recently, I was unaware of a battle that was waged for 70 years, until, in 1971, a state resolution ended the dispute called the Bluebonnet War. Battle lines were first drawn when the Texas Senate passed a resolution to adopt an official state flower in 1900. The delicate lupine, or bluebonnet, was nearly defeated by stronger and bolder candidates, namely the cotton boll and the prickly pear cactus bloom. It took a group of Texas women representing the National Society of the Colonial Dames of America in the state of Texas to set things right by marching into the legislative chambers with a painting of the lovely bluebonnet. The legislators could not deny the beauty of the flower and of the Texas women who presented it, and on March 7, 1901, Lupinus subcarnosus was declared the Texas state flower. However, it was soon discovered that there was more than one species of this Texas native, and arguments erupted over the worthiness of subcarnosus when many Texans favored Lupinus texensis, which covers most of central Texas in the springtime with its deeper royal blue colors and its larger blossoms. Finally, in 1971, a resolution was passed which included the texensis variety and any other variety of bluebonnet not heretofore recorded. Known by pioneers as buffalo clover or the wolf flower, the native wallflower was and still is a welcome sight along roadways in Texas. World travelers come to view, photograph, and paint the azure blue carpets that spring forth in March and April throughout central Texas. But be forewarned, Texans rightfully guard their floral treasures, and it is protected by law. Damaging, destroying, or digging bluebonnets just might find you experiencing another part of Western history, the hoosegow. If you want to bring a bit of Texas to your garden, it's best to purchase transplants from a reputable nursery. Plant them in full sun, let them get settled in, and then begin to withhold water. Remember, they originated on the plains and prairies, so they do much better on the dry side. A couple of years ago, I bought a couple of thriving bluebonnets at a farmer's market in Colorado. They survived through the blooming season, but I think I killed them with kindness and too much water. Or maybe those flowers that were native to Texas, purchased in Colorado and planted in Kansas, just didn't cotton to crossing all those state lines. No discussion of wildflowers, and especially bluebonnets, can be completed without mentioning a former First Lady who helped to put many of the plants of our country's heritage into the hearts and minds of the public. Lady Bird Johnson worked throughout her tenure as First Lady and then through the rest of her lifetime as an advocate for wildflowers and their rightful place in the Keep America Beautiful campaign. On her 70th birthday, she donated the land and the funding necessary to found the National Wildflower Research Center. Located near Austin, Texas, and now called the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center, its goal is to educate people about the environmental necessity, economic values, and natural beauty of native plants.